Help them to clap back and let's all over now.
Shut up. Welcome to episode 25 of What Gets Club Soda Out. I'm Laura.
I'm Sean. Remember me?
Yeah.
I wasn't on last
remember either of us.
Times podcast. Are you remembering?
Well, it was just a tribute. God.
I understand. It was very beautiful.
Back
no, what
about
I wanted
it.
To say was it was very, very nice. I think the listeners agree.
It was quite short, though. I don't know if I maybe should have given him a longer homage.
Laura, what are we talking about today?
We should get back to the funny anyway.
Yes.
You know. First of all, I want to thank everybody who's been getting in touch with us the last while. I sort of have been crazy busy with my job, and Sean has.
He's got a lot.
PhD stuff. That's it.
Yep,
that's got to be it.
That's it.
I just want to say thank you to Stacey. We have a New Zealand fan.
I know.
She's really sweet as well. She sent me those emails and she's awesome. So
do you think she'd like my joke?
What joke?
Okay.
About Kiwis?
Yes.
What is it?
What? Do you know the name of the New Zealand rugby team?
The All Blacks?
Yes, when they played here, some people attended with big, huge signs that said, All Blacks go home.
I think you, I think you said that on the podcast before.
Curses.
Richie W., who I used to go to school with, is also a new listener.
Hello.
I fixed the feed because a lot of the episode links were broken, so they should be back up now.
Christine Dupay, thanks you for that.
Dan Tsai of the podcast There You Are helped me get through all that technical issue, so he's
he
cool too.
But
listen to There You Are. I'm going to be on it at some point once one of the guys gets their internet back.
Excellent.
I have new friends. It's great.
I know, and they're not me.
Leo J. Devs as well, because he's awesome.
Can we bring him for a drink ever?
I would like that. I had a dream about him on a bus.
Pardon me? Have you ever seen a photo of him?
No.
Okay, how did you have a dream
about him?
I don't know. Huh.
I just thought that for some reason I had this psychic connection and I just met him on a bus and that was it.
Ooh.
We were best friends forever. No, it's not a romantic thing.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't handsome.
But you've never seen, you can't even speak to
well,
that, you've never
my
seen.
Brain. But he might be, I mean, he's very talented. Huh. Well, I'm just offending
people. Is that how that works?
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Next,
and
who else do you have to
drink? Also, Kian of View from the Quad, and he has loads, and that's one of his podcasts, he's Irish, but he's doing his Leavings Here right now, so I'm hoping we can take over his feed.
Yeah.
Because he's getting other people to do episodes for him.
We could do that.
We could do that.
We've been talking about like a podcast consortium.
I know, I just keep butting in on other people's podcasts.
Nice.
I'm just a jerk. So that's pretty much all of that. That's all my thanks.
Good on you.
Have you been this week?
Good, yeah, busy. How about you?
Good, I've been watching a lot of The Hills
I know
in the name
have.
Of research because I got a camera sort of position type thing. But it's become quite an obsession when I got to the last one and like they cut the two most interesting and insane characters out.
Which two, Kristen?
Spencer and Heidi, they're gone.
What season is this?
This is the most recent episode.
So you've
season
seen Boob Jab, Butt
Jab,
Butt
Jab. Yeah.
It's like I have to hear that all the time. Honey.
Did you see Heidi's like...
She looks like a cat.
She's so crazy. She does look like a cat. She
yeah, because
like
there's one bit
cat.
Where she's crying in the ad. She's like... really, yeah.
She can't
very
cry.
Visual.
And then she tries to eat a burger and her mom's like, no, I can't look at this anymore. We're going home.
Ooh.
Like her jaw is so fucked up and like they did everything they did. They eyebrow lift, cheekbones, her jaw, her nose, her lips.
Boob job.
She got her boobs even bigger, but they wouldn't make them even bigger. She's like, she wants H for Heidi.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. She was like, she was really annoyed that they wouldn't make them bigger and they were like, no, it'll actually burst or something.
Wow.
Yeah, well, so I've been
watching
a lot. That's
hella depressing.
It's really sad.
Quite
she looks sad. Really miserable. And
she
then,
used to look all right in that video for that song.
She was pretty, yeah. But and then Spencer's actually gone mental. He has all these crystals and he's like, these give you energy if you're a genius. Which
huh.
he must
that's
mean he's luck. Getting no energy.
Yeah. He's not lethargic all the time, is he?
So I've all been talking about TV and then nothing else.
Good. Well, that's not true because you went to a gig.
I did. I went to the Ruby Suns. They're really good.
I can't believe it. I wasn't here. I was in Malta.
You missed it. And there was like 10 to 15 people there.
Are you serious?
There was no one there.
Why?
I was really upset. I don't know.
I'm quite upset
amazing.
At fans of the podcast because...
They should have gone.
They should have gone.
We didn't tell them.
Yeah,
I went on my own.
Oh!
Yeah. I never go on my own to gigs.
Oh man,
was
how
weird.
Was that?
It was bizarre. But it was really cold.
What is that?
I'm sure they don't pipe any heat into the venue because, you know,
it's
the
so
heat
many
of
sweaty people,
people
actually.
Would,
yeah, that
would
makes
do
sense.
It. But, like, it was just 15 really cold people standing in a room listening to very loud music. Everybody standing about 6 feet back from the actual band.
Why?
Because, like, nobody goes up the front when there's no one there.
Jesus, I have no idea. I have no frame of reference for this. I've never been to an empty gig.
It's the Twisted Pepper. It's just sometimes kind of crappy.
Uh-huh.
I was so close that my camera wouldn't zoom out anymore when I was taking a video of them. I was like, I should probably even step back further.
But did you meet one of them?
I talked to the lead singer, Ryan McFaun, afterwards, and I just said, oh, you know, it was a great gig or whatever, and it's a shame that there are more people here. And he looked super bummed, and I was like, oh.
Maybe he didn't notice because the lights are so bright, and you just pointed out to him. Whoops.
I said it in front of everyone else, and they all heard.
Did you notice that there's no one there? No.
So, yeah, well, what about you? How was Malta?
Oh, it was good fun. We came up with loads of hilarious gags.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll love all of them.
Do you think so?
No.
Well, I can give you one.
Yes.
So every so often, if an anecdote starts off in a very kind of enthusiastic way for no reason, I assume that it's a metaphor that people are talking about. So right. I jumped in a conversation talking about yo-yos and how deadly they are.
Okay.
I said, well, yo-yo, metaphor for penis? And then someone kept talking over me because I was being so stupid and infantile. I was like, and then the yo-yo hit me in the face. And I was like,
oh, dear.
And then later on, we talked about yo-yo dieters. Hi-yo!
That's
yo.
Really funny.
Thanks, man.
Hi-yo-yo.
Hi-yo-yo.
Is there a reason you hadn't told me about this prior to
It's too
this?
Funny.
Did you want me to laugh?
The funny podcast. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's someone out there who likes it. But that's to say that before I went to Malta, we went to a thing together.
What did we go to?
Girls, girls, girls.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Six.
I forgot.
Count
there's
them.
So many things that I've gone to. Yeah, Girls, Girls, Girls is a night in Crawdaddy. But I just broke the news to Sean that we were supposed to be DJing at it at some point.
Yes.
But I just broke the news to Sean that it is being cancelled.
Shit.
So it's finishing this Thursday. If anyone wants to go, this mightn't be out by then. So.
See you in the future. Oh, man. Well, we had a good time.
Yeah, really good time. They play great music there. It's a really shame that it's... I think there's something else starting now.
Presume
so. It's called Bad Club or Bad... I don't know.
Bad club.
I don't know about that.
but yes, because you remember the challenge that we put ourselves as well?
What's that challenge?
We set ourselves a challenge when we were in the nightclub.
Oh, yeah?
At Girls, 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 the event.
Oh, we were trying to
pimp. We had to go talk to some girls, girls. Exactly.
Why would we do that?
How did you get on with your girl?
She was disinterested at best.
Uh-huh.
How about yours?
She was not especially interested in the podcast per se.
No.
Or in talking to two strangers.
No, not really.
No.
That's weird that people don't like being
accosted. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there's some listeners who would literally give upwards of €1 to talk to us. And for us to... We offered to buy them drinks and they said no. We weren't being sleazy or underhanded. We were saying, if you listen to the show, we'd be very grateful. We'll buy you a drink now.
Like, no, it's fine.
Exactly.
As if we're going to poison their drink. We're some sort of brother and sister serial killer duo.
Yeah, are there any of them?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Although, speaking of brother and sister, this is a cool segue. Speaking of brotherly sisterly serial killers.
I was just
killers.
Looking at it. I don't know. I'm so upset with that
what
photo.
What year was that?
I think we have a school photo here of Sean and I. And I look about like a 40-year-old housefrau.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I got so fat.
I look like a hillbilly psychopath.
You look the same that you do in our communion photo, but I think that might have been like you in sixth class, me in fourth class.
Yeah.
So maybe, what age was I?
But we do look absolutely
so
insanely bonkers.
Crazy. And why did anyone let me go there with that hair? Why did my hair even look like that?
Oh, Lord.
It's
a long
like
time ago.
But it looks like 80s. And I was born in 87. So it must have been past that. The crazy 80s hair. I'm wearing a floral dress that I would probably fit into
now.
And look really not nicer. It just needs to be cinched at the waist. It's crazy. Oh my god.
Put some comment. We'll put the photo up as the podcast
That's
photo.
That's going to be the podcast photo.
Yeah,
I'm
we
so
do look
depressed.
Like serial murderers, don't we?
You look fine. I don't know what you're worried about.
Look at my hair. It looks like I'm wearing a toupee. It's really bad.
Mine's much worse than
But
yours.
We were talking before about back in the day when we were chunksters. So now we're giving the listeners some examples of
you're
that.
You're not that fat there. I seem to have been eternally
Look at my
fat.
Shovel hands.
Shovel hands.
I don't even remember the weird photographers like, now get in close there next to your sister.
That was
Look
weird.
Like you're going to protect her and stuff. It's like, what are you talking about? Why would I bother? She's gay.
She's massive.
I'm so ashamed of her.
Oh, I wish you weren't.
I wasn't.
You were.
I was not.
You were.
I wasn't a little.
You were. There you go. So listen, you had some jokes this week that I didn't really like.
Oh shit.
What?
Can you play the top five jingle, Marsha the Holly?
So what's the top five for this week is
Well, okay, so a couple of weeks ago you said that you hadn't been getting any Twitters that are any good, so I said, well, I'm gonna commit pen to page and come up with some hilarious ones. So here's the shitty ones that I have.
I'm going
to
leave in that.
Oh, no. Okay, the first one you hated was number 5. I need more complexity in my life. I need to eat more complex carbs and visit more shopping complexes.
Yeah, I get what you were going for.
Thank you.
I'm just not going there.
With
just
me.
Not, no. Only the best for my stupid Twitter stream.
Okay, well then, how about
I
this
just
for
think
you?
That nobody wants more complexity in their life.
I want more complexity in your life.
Oh, I see. Thanks. Maybe I should eat more complex carbs.
Oh, Lord.
Ow, that hurt my ears. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just thought I'd do it because I met cold cynicism, so I thought I'd give these jokes a warm home in the show. So here's the next one. There is a class difference between me and you. I am class, and therein lies the difference.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It's just very Irish.
Okay.
Give me the next one.
Now, this one doesn't make any sense. This one makes not a lick of sense.
Then what?
It's contemporary-ish.
Okay.
She's out of my league of extraordinary gentlemen.
Is there more of a joke to that? Or...
No.
No, that's it?
That's it.
Do you know, I might try that on my Twitter, see what the fuck happens with it.
Okay,
because I did put up Damien Rice cakes and people liked that. It's nothing. It's literally a joke that means
it
nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. Well, the next one is a joke that also means literally very nothing.
Okay. Very nothing.
I've always thought of this, and I need... We might even get submissions from any listeners. Please, 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 please. Sorry. But the punchline is... Tim Burton! See, like a tree falling
over. No, I
enjoy
it.
Tim Burton!
But I just don't know how to connect the two.
Me neither. Yeah. And therein lies that it's taken me a year and a half to think of a punchline and no joke.
It's always good to laugh for me, though.
Thank
okay,
you.
So next one.
Okay, so this is the last one. And I realize the only reason this isn't going on is because it's too long. I'm going to call my penis my wife because we've been physically involved for so long. And occasionally I show her the back of my hand. Now I'm off to beat my wife.
<That's gross.
laughs> It's absolutely disgusting.
It's
really
funny.
Quite
long.
Yeah,
too
long
for Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife is too long for Twitter.
Oh, dear.
Anyway.
You're enjoying the penis talk.
Yeah, I know. That's because I'm an infant. Now, I was going to ask you about this because I was thinking of asking you about this before, but a wax on, wax off challenge. I pitched this in Malta and everyone thought it was very, very funny.
I'm so uncomfortable with it, but go on.
What we do is we put on 5 strips of wax paper onto areas and then strip them off once we get a trivia question wrong.
Okay, but they have to come off anyway if we've already put them onto our skin.
Know. Is there no way of... Can you not...
We can take it off really slowly, but then you have to scrape the wax off.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
much
then we can make
muchness.
Them... Shoot. I thought that would be some sort of deadly thing if you got the questions right.
Well, if you get them wrong, then we can warm them up and place them on because they have to be warm to stick to the hair.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing. All I know is that I was out in Malta recently, and when I went to bed, all the hair on my back, which we've talked about before, is so uneven that I went to bed and I was sweating through the hair on my back. It was like sleeping on a bath mat.
Oh,
it was so disgusting. It was so disgusting. So I was like, this is the easiest way to remedy it. And fuck it, we might get some podcast funny.
I'm really upset with that. Oh, so you are on your back, is it?
I need to get rid of the garbage on my back.
Huh. Garbage on my back.
But anyway, so I decided, also the wax on, wax off challenge is pretty good. That's a good, you know, name.
That's interesting that you bring that up because you didn't see TV3 the other night, did you?
I did, Celebrity Salon, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Did they do waxing? Or did, no, they did tanning.
They did tanning,
and
yeah.
And facials.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's...
Also, there was boobs in it. What?
There were boobs in it.
There were
some
boobs in it. There was some artless crotch shots also, which you edited.
Lots of crotch shots.
And I turned to Dad at one point and said, your daughter edited that.
Your daughter edited
she
all
spent
these
hour
crotch
pouring
shots.
Over these wiener shots.
There were like a load of wiener shots, but there were even more boob shots when you know that bit where all the tanning models come in. All of the cameras just followed boobs.
Nice.
So like, we didn't have a variety of shots. We just had loads of boobs. Like
variety of
boobs. And then there were like ones from behind of butt shots.
Nice.
Butt shots. Boob shots.
Wait, butt shots. Lordy, lord.
What
anyway,
is this ad that you've seen? What it's a bit in the hills where
the
they're
hills,
talking so. About when Heidi got her.
It was
surgery.
Also it's really badly written. It's like the end is about to begin. I was like, wait, what?
Well, it's the final season.
Yeah, you see, that was it. But it's the way they're selling it's really bad. It's like, get ready to start watching because when it's finished.
Yeah, well, that's how people
finished.
Were marketing Lost.
No, stuff. Lost. They just kept saying Last. Oh, don't get me started on Lost because otherwise I'll give away spoilers.
But podcasts have talked about it and sort of ruined it a bit.
Like
Stop Podcasting Yourself said something about it and I just had to skip loads of minutes and was like, I hate doing this. So
let's not even
no spoilers.
We won't even do that. Can we go to a slamming hottie?
Yeah, sure. Here's a jingle. Slam and Holly for the week.
I want to talk about Bond boys or girls.
Bond. Yes. Oh, okay.
Bond James Bond.
What about you? You go first. I don't.
Excuse me. I want to go for Eva Green from Casino Royale. Casino as in El Nino.
She was beautiful.
She's crazy beautiful. Oh, wow. Also, her character didn't make any sense.
No sense.
She turned, like, she double crossed people about 40 or 50 times in the film.
For real?
Yeah.
And then at the end, killed herself? What's that about?
She did. She threw herself against the back of a thing.
Well, that's a spoiler, by the way.
Oopsie! Unless you've seen 2006 Casino Royale, you're totally fucked.
I think it's past.
Oh, I don't want to talk about Lost to get spoilers. Oh, she died! Sorry.
Well, they talked about it in lots of other things.
Who's your Bond slamming hottie?
I'm going to go with Bronholm.
Here's Brosnan.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because your skin is in your hands.
That is the added for skincare.
Yeah.
No, I just don't find... I never particularly found Daniel Craig attractive, but I
Why?
Think...
Why? He boxed the face off you.
That's...
partially the reason appeal? Why. I have no idea.
I know. I just never found him attractive, and I think as a like 12-year-old or 13-year-old as I was seeing that, maybe the last Bronholm film.
Ye Dying of the Day.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
Die Another Day.
But you thought he was a bit coot?
I just thought he was conventionally handsome, so I liked him.
Nice.
Because I thought I was supposed to.
Now, I think you're missing a trick by not going for George Lazenby, but that's just Lazenby, so...
Maybe Sir Roger Moore, but no, he's kind of old. He's getting up there in years. Yeah, okay, well, that's a successful enough Bond hotties.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Let's just reflect on how great we are.
I've stopped putting up pictures on the blog because I just don't think anyone cares and it just takes far too long.
Okay, well, we have the serial murderer photos anyway that we can use as a caption for the main thing. Yeah.
I'm so upset with that photo though. It's so softly lit and yet you can see every crevice in my massive face.
You look like the moon.
I do look like the moon. I have the biggest moon face. And my arms are really huge, but my hands
Shit, I didn't
my
even
hands
notice that.
Are tiny.
Holy crap.
Look how small my
Looks
hands are.
Looks like you
are.
Have thalidomide.
I don't know. Is that like...
It's the one where you got...
Elephantitis?
Really big hair? Wow. Well, kind of. I don't know. I'm not a medical expert. Now... I
wonder if we knew one of those.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about your holiday.
Wow.
Like, pretend like I'm cutting your hair.
Yeah.
Where are you going on your holidays?
Where are you going on your holidays? Kevin and I are going to Gran Canaria on this Saturday to next Saturday. And guess what we're going to do?
Lay on the beach. Drink cocktails.
Yes.
What else?
And yes.
Cigars. Scuba diving?
No.
Shit.
Cigars. That might kill me with my asthma.
Yeah.
No, we're going to go swimming with sea lions.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Okay.
And possibly bungee jumping. We were looking at some of the stuff there.
Gran Canaria Nucci.
Don't tell Mom. Ever.
Mom!
I can hear her puttering around somewhere. Puttering or pottering?
Oh, it's pottering. It's pottering. It's pottering. It's pottering. It's pottering. Beach.
Beach. Dirty
anyway,
beach.
Sorry.
I can't wait to go. I'm really excited.
What are you going
to
bring me back?
Well, nothing. A handful of sand. I'm
throwing it. Best of luck, because like that.
Don't get through customs.
I was. Oh, man.
Sean's an idiot.
I am an idiot.
And tried to bring a flower home from Malta for his lovely girlfriend, who is now flowerless. No, she, not
what?
That. Oh, no.
She has been deflowered.
What do you mean to say that? She's so without a flower. No, I didn't mean that. I don't want
very funny,
something
very
hurt
funny.
You. Oh dear. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you tried to bring a flower through. They took it out of your suitcase.
Oh, they took it out of my bag. Oh,
you're
yes,
an
they did.
Idiot.
I know.
You fully fool.
Lordy, Lord. Hey, there's one thing I did want to ask you about.
What's that?
How come I didn't know about Ash Khan when he was popular 2 years ago?
I don't know if he was popular 2 years ago.
He's an internet smash.
He is an internet smash.
He's an internet.
Hot
to
be not late. Might have been
See, that's
years.
Not how I hear it, because I'd heard you sing it, and all I know is Paul Tobin by my graveside, Idi Amin, Idi Amin. Paul Tobin at my graveside.
The
Idi Amin,
song.
Idi Amin.
Here's a bit of the.
No!
Shut up for a second so I can play a bit of the song. What I wanna do, hot tubbing on the late night. Yada da mean. Oh. Hot tubbing on the late night. Yada da mean. Oh. At the sausage fest, wasn't having fun. Not enough buns, not enough huns, wasn't gonna get none. So I had to go to the liquor store and get a 4-0 before the store closed. Oh, yeah, see, it's nothing like what you were saying.
It's exactly like it.
You know, the full song is actually pretty damn awesome.
See,
so
that's
up,
exactly it.
Look up Hot Tubbing on YouTube, and it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
By
it's like
Ash
traveling
Keezy.
Back to the recent present. Yeah, 2008. But it's a great song.
It's yes. so funny. It was actually, it did really well. Like, it did the rounds internet-wise and got a lot of hits on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. It's self-effacing in the nice way.
It's anyway, funny.
I wanted to ask you about other TV shows that you've watched.
Yeah, Ashcan is the Persian R. Kelly.
Yeah, he also did a pretty good version of Soulja.
What?
Soulja Boy.
R. Curry.
Oh.
That's what he calls himself.
Still racist.
He did a good version of Soulja Boy. I'm very sensitive to
issues of race, but...
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm a racist. So...
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is that pure Sean?
Yeah. Failed Twitter attempt number 6. Bitch.
I don't know if I'd say that'll get pretty well received. There are now awards on Favestar, which shows you like how many stars you've gotten on your Twitters. Yeah. And they're like, you can give someone like favorite Twitter of the day, and then everybody's told that that's your favorite Twitter of the day. And I made one that was like just a throwaway one. Didn't think it was funny. It said, "That's what she wishes you hadn't said."
Oh, that's great.
And no, it's not that great. And I got like 15 stars.
Nice.
Yesterday. I was like, what? Whew. Crazy. But yeah, I'm getting up there with the popularity and stuff.
Aww.
Aww.
So now, listeners, you know what Lauren Eagle has been up to for the past however long it's been since we released another podcast.
But it takes a long time to do. Oh, I'm not going to complain anymore.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Ever?
No. Tell I would me have about, nothing to say.
Tell me about numbers.
I've been watching Numbers a lot.
Jesus.
But, you know, the way it's spelled NUMB3RS?
In the Five Ive school of things.
Yeah.
Five Ive.
Five Ive.
Yeah.
Ive Ive. No, I tried to find it, like, just to stream it online, and I searched series, watch TV, numbers. It brought up nothing.
What?
I have to spell it with a 3 instead of an E.
Lord.
I was like, that's insane. It's so not actually lame. Called that, is it? It turns out it's exactly called that.
That's so lame.
But if anyone doesn't know what it is, it's about a mathematician that solves crime. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, I'm trying to run the logistics right now. Yeah. Wait a second. I just came in and you were watching an episode and they said 1,000 people have been gunned down in 6 months. That's what they were saying. That's a fucking epidemic. That's like Grand Theft Auto kind of.
That's what gang criminal life is like. You don't know what it's like to be
well,
from
all
the
that
streets.
Guy, if that guy just solves the square root of the imaginary number that is the
you
murder.
You will solve gang
he
violence.
Will equate that to equality.
A balloon popping.
To balloon popping. And then something bad happens. What? Anyway, so that's that.
He compares like trends and stuff to like stupid stuff, and then they show like.
Like,
an example of it is like this serial killer is like a hunter who is hunting his prey, and it shows like a real gruff guy out on the range trying to shoot a buffalo.
Uh-huh.
No, like what? You. It's just bizarre. They have the weirdest simulations to prove the simplest of
math
problems.
From like no simplest of analogies. It's like a hunter looking for its prey. It's like
yeah, that's
dear
like a serial
people,
killer.
Dear director, please include a thing here, a snide throwaway. Because and CSI that makes sense. Like his bullet shot through his femoral blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It's like you need to see that shit happening because I have no idea what you're talking about.
They
but
do
it
the
seems
same
like,
in Bones, like the FBI guy.
Don't ruin it on me.
No, I'm not gonna tell anything, but the FBI guy is the stupid guy in Bones, so that they have to explain everything scientological.
Scientological.
Yeah, I said that. Scientific.
She blinded me with Scientology. Wait a second, what?
Yeah, that's how I'm going to steal that as well.
Uh-huh.
So let's play a song.
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh man, I love this song. You introduced me to this song and I love it so, so, so much.
So, so much?
So, so, so much. And I listened to it and it's made me want to do things. So it's good.
What?
I listen to it in the morning because it makes me want to get out of bed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping like 16 hours. Do you know what that's about?
No.
Do I have some sort of African hive disease?
What?
I don't know. You know the way on
wait,
house...
Wait, spell hive without the E.
HIV.
Are you positive?
Oh, no!
Wah, wah.
That's not funny.
That's what I thought you were going
it's
for.
Upsetting. No, yeah. No. I meant, you know, have you ever seen that episode of House? Like
African sleeping
season.
Fever
African
or something.
Sleeping fever.
That's probably you, yeah.
It's the simplest name for it, isn't
well,
it?
Well, don't you eat garbage? Well, like, you ate Domino's yesterday, and you're like, oh, I'm never getting Domino's again.
I was really upset. I was really upset. Thanks for bringing up my eating
quality
patterns.
Hey, cranberry.
Okay, you know what? I don't like the first minute. No,
so you're just
like going
to skip to the good part?
I was going to. You always complain about
no,
that.
No.
The first 50 seconds, don't be thrown off by that, because it gets in, at about 50 seconds, it gets into this boop, 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 boop. And it's really boom, good. Boom, 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 like, boom, boom. So I am going to leave the start in because you were saying that you're of the animal collective school of thinking where you need to have it all in so that when it kicks in, it's you're more You're super meaningful. Delighted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll leave it all in.
That's just because I'm a music connoisseur. I was really hoping just then you're like, you have to listen to the first part that's like, din, 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 and then you have to listen to the second part which goes, dun, 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 and then the bit after that goes, when
just continue.
And you have to keep listening past that.
Here's the song. Let's Sean go on singing. I don't know. It's Cranberry by the Ruby Sons. Yeah, the original version has 150 minutes. No, it has 1 minute 50 seconds of build up, and I didn't want to play it. But we are going to sort of, this is just a Get Back podcast. It's not very funny.
No,
I don't think it's very funny. No, that's okay.
You say that all the time, though.
Do I?
Well, no. What you usually do is complain about sleeping patterns or work, the amount of editing that goes into a podcast, my loud voice, and that thing you were talking about just then. Not being funny!
Not being funny. Wow.
Yeah, that's what, that just confirms it.
I'm going to go back to sleep for a while.
Oh, Jesus!
I just got up. Thank you for listening. A really good stare going on?
You got a good stare going on now?
Yeah, a really good stare.
You know that I can't fill.
Yeah?
Hey, how are you? Oh, God. How are you listeners doing? Does anyone else think Backstreet Boys are overrated? Thundercats TV show is coming back. Hooray! Does that make any sense? Oh, there's a good film in the cinema.
I'm going to cut up.
The Hurt Locker. I don't think it's as good as everyone said.
Are you okay?
Oh, Frost Nixon. That's from 2008. Michael Sheen is in it. Frank Langella. Apparently on set, you weren't allowed to call him Mr. Nixon. Oh, my God. Lord, help me, please.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to cut in here. Thank you for listening to this episode of What Gets Club Soda Out. We will be back as soon as we feel like it. Bye.
Exit jingle. That has to be the exit jingle. We will be back as soon as we feel like it. Bye.
Sure.
Goodbye.